Hi, this is Joe Baker, founder of LiveOffensively.com. Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent, and go get involved at EquippedGeneration.com.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Again, I'm talking with Bruce Van Natta with Sweet Bread Ministries, and you can find out information at sweetbreadministries.com. And he's written a book called Saved by Angels, which I hope that, you know, angels are a part of this story, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
So the guy, he ends up jacking the truck up off of me. I beg him to get me out from underneath the truck. He wouldn't because he knew I had to have a broken back. Everybody's been told you don't want to move somebody with a broken back or they can become paralyzed. So I just reached back. I grabbed the bottom of that chrome bumper, and I decided I'm going to pull myself out because I'm on that creeper. I decided I'm going to pull myself out, and I could pull myself only out as far as that my head was sticking out from underneath the front bumper. Wow. And at that point, so now just my head is sticking out from underneath the front chrome bumper. At that point, I went unconscious. My spirit left my body and went up into the roof of the garage. That's referred to as out-of-body experience, near-death experience. People talk about them. I mean, I've done some research. There's like 8 million people in the world who have claimed to have had one.
Okay.
But so my spirit is up in the ceiling looking down at the accident scene, totally in peace, no pain anymore, no suffering. And on each side of my body was like an 8-foot-tall angel. The reason why I know they'd be about 8 feet tall is because the guy I was working with, he was on his knees above me, just my head is sticking out. I'm listening to him. He's crying. He's running his fingers through my hair, apologizing, saying, I'm sorry. It's all my fault. I'm such an old fool, you know, blah, 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 stuff like that, because he hadn't used any safety equipment when he had jacked it up. And so I'm listening to what he's saying. And this guy, again, 6'1", 6'2", and these angels were on each side of him, but their heads stuck up a couple feet taller than his. They were also on their knees, too. And they had their arms, one on the left, one on the right, so on the driver's side of the truck, passenger side of the truck, across that big chrome bumper, my head sticking off underneath that bumper right in the middle, Leonard above me. They had their arms underneath the truck, angled in towards my body, not holding the truck up, but I couldn't see their hands, but I could tell by the way their body was positioned that they were doing something with my body, you know, my body. And they had huge shoulders. These things, these angels, the Bible's got like 300 references to angels. Sometimes they've got wings, sometimes they don't. Mm-hmm. These angels didn't have wings. They just looked like 8 feet tall, super, super big, strong men. They had robes on. There was a light glowing, just emanating off of both of these guys. They had long, long hair that went right. They were matching bookends. Both of them were identical, side to side. And I didn't get to see their faces because they were facing my body, and I'm up in the ceiling looking down at their backs. And so I could tell that their hair went down right to the exact same spot on both sides, really long, right to where their belt on their robe was. Mm-hmm. The robe was made out of... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, yeah, great. That's awesome.
Yeah, the robe was made out of material that I've never seen before in as far as, like, somebody wearing it for clothes. If you could picture a miniature rope a little bit smaller than your pinky, just woven together in a simple cross-weave pattern, that's what it was. Kind of like a rug material or something, you know, really, really thick, real tough, real durable. Didn't look particularly comfortable, but it definitely looked tough and durable. And it was tightly patterned, plus the robes themselves were tight because I remember looking down and marveling at how big their biceps, triceps, their shoulders, all their muscles were bulging. I mean, they were like super big, tough guys, chisel-shaped, they had narrow waist with the broad shoulders. And they never moved, they never talked, they never, nothing. They just had their arms underneath the truck on my body. And so I just watched from above the whole time. I watched the emergency people started showing up. I'm watching everything happen from above. And this first responder ended up showing up. I now know her. Her name is Shannon. I didn't know her at the time. Long red hair. I watched her walk in the back door of the shop. She comes up. She starts slapping me on the face, saying, "Open your eyes. Come on, open your eyes." And I'm just watching from above, my spirit watching down, and it kind of caught my attention, what she was doing. And so I remember like leaning forward in my box seat up there, you know, in the ceiling, looking down, and she just gets louder and louder. Next thing, my spirit, like a rocket, just went right back into my body. And I'm looking at this woman eye to eye, and immediately crazy pain came back. I mean, because I had no pain, no, just total peace in the ceiling when my spirit was up there. But now that my spirit was back in my body, I had crazy intense pain. I joke at this point and say that felt like a truck fell on top of me.
Right?
So I'm looking at her, and I remember all of a sudden I realized, I remember looking down and seeing the angels, and I looked on my left and looked on my right, and I couldn't see them with my human eyes, but I know they're there. This is the reason why I fully believe that they were there. A few years before my accident, the University of Southern California had done a study. They took 30 years worth of data for major trauma centers around the whole world, and the study was based on what it was about was traumas to the midsection of the torso where arteries are severed.
Mm-hmm.
And because my body was less than an inch thick on my left side, well, your heart is on your left side, and you got a lot of major arteries coming off your heart and in that whole area of your body, I had five places that major arteries were completely severed. And based on the study that they had done right before my accident, they say that they can't find anyone in the world, no one in the world that has ever lived with five arteries being severed. There's no one recorded with four arteries being severed and so on down the line. I think there was a few with two and a bunch with one. Bottom line is if you have one artery severed, they say you got like 8 to 10 minutes before you bleed to death. I had five of them. And so now doctors make the claim that I'm the only person in the world they can find has ever lived with five arteries, major arteries being severed and not bled to death. And the crazy thing was, they say 8 to 10 minutes for one artery. I had five, and yet it was 2 hours and 40 minutes from the point of the accident until they operated on me. So I should have bled to death over and over and over and over. And all the blood did bleed out. I didn't have any blood pressure. When they got me to the hospital and they started taking CAT scans and stuff, again, my eyes were open after the point that the woman had slapped my face and my spirit went back in my body. She said, look, because I would close my eyes and my spirit would leave my body again. I was right on the verge of life and death.
Mm-hmm.
My spirit would leave and the pain would go away, and she'd slap me in the face. Come on, open your eyes, open your eyes. And then she says, look, you're going to have to fight. If you want to live, you're going to have to fight. You've got to keep your eyes open. And so I thought of my wife. She asked me, what do you have to fight for? Do you have a wife? Do you have kids? And she was saying all that stuff. And so I thought of Lori. I thought of my four kids. So I thought I would fight for them. And I kept my eyes open, and they ended up, again, finding the five arteries, and all my blood had bled out, but I was still alive, so it was a total miracle. But
praise God for that nurse, huh?
Amen. Amen. Yeah, she was a first responder on a fire department, is what she was. Yeah,
that's so awesome.
Actually, she was a baby Christian. She had only been a Christian for a few months, and she was praying. She told me later she was praying to God for me that night as she was working on me.
Okay.
So that was cool.
Yeah, it is awesome.
So I'm in the hospital at this point. I ended up spending almost a year in and out of the hospital. Five operations, but in the midst of it all, because I was crushed so flat, my pancreas had gotten totally squished, my spleen had gotten squished, and they had to remove most of my intestines. I just had a little bitty piece of small intestine left, so they're feeding me intravenously. I'm starving to death, basically. I'd gone from like 185, 190 pounds in November when an accident happened to 125 pounds in February, so in like 2 months I'd lost 65 pounds. That's how quick I'm losing weight.
Wow.
Basically, they say I'm going to starve to death. I'm going to die. They give me like a year, year and a half tops, feeding me intravenously. Well, God sends this guy from New York who hears about my story at his church all the way across. I mean, I live in Wisconsin. This guy came from just outside New York City. They were praying for me at his church on the prayer chain. My wife had me on prayer chains like around the country.
Mm-hmm.
This guy comes from New York and prays for me in the hospital in Madison, Wisconsin, at the university hospital where I was at, and a creative miracle happened instantly. And it was crazy. I'd never heard anybody pray like that at that point in my life. And he just commanded the small intestines. He prayed like Jesus prayed. He just commanded my small intestines to grow back in the name of Jesus. And when he did, I felt like electricity, like strong, like when you touch an electric fence, because he had his palm on my forehead.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that zap. And it went right out of my, like, right into my forehead, into my body, right to my intestines. I could feel something rolling out of my gut. And then this is the cool thing. We got CAT scans,
yeah,
x-rays, doctor reports. They knew right to the centimeter exactly how much that little piece of intestine I had left. And after the guy came and prayed for me, I ended up with several feet of small intestine. I mean, we're talking several feet, creative miracle, small intestine that came absolutely out of nowhere. And it's cool because the x-rays and the CAT scans don't even show up besides the doctor's report. So
that was medically documented. I just want to
totally
be clear on that, right?
Absolutely. Totally.
Okay.
Totally documented.
So if anybody's listening to this and they're like, oh, well, that couldn't be true, what you're telling us, I just want our listeners to understand, because we do have people that, don't believe in God, some of them. So
absolutely.
What you're
absolutely.
Saying is that you had a very small piece. Didn't you tell me like it was 20 centimeters or something that you had left?
25 centimeter okay. piece plus a 75 centimeter piece that they sewed together for 100 centimeters.
Okay.
And then in February, a chunk of that died, so they removed X amount of centimeters of that. That was before the guy prayed for me. And then after they prayed for me, now I've got like between 9 and 11 feet. So, I mean, it's not even close. It's not even...
Right.
Well, it's not any question. We're talking several feet that came out of nowhere.
And that's not something that just rejuvenates in your body.
Absolutely not. No, they did say like my pancreas came back to life
okay.
and my spleen came back to life. And they've seen stuff like that. I mean, that can happen. It was damaged and it just like through the natural healing process came back. But the intestine, it was cut out. They removed it. And then it came back. That's totally, that does not happen.
That's incredible.
Totally
now, I if it's all right, I'd like to move, I don't want to say move forward. I actually kind of want to move backward in this story because
okay.
there you had told me about a dream you had and why this all connects up regarding Sweetbread Ministries. This to me, and yes, I'm thrilled that you're alive and everything, but this part is just as miraculous as the part with your body. It's just incredible.
For listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.